Later today, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, also called the IRWP, in association with Walmart Information Systems Division, the Walton Family Foundation, and the City of Rogers, is officially dedicating the rain garden at the Horse Barn Trail at 5:30 p.m. To explain what a rain garden is, here's Dr. Delia Haack, Executive Director, IRWP.
A rain garden is a natural way to filter stormwater before it enters a creek or a stream or runs downstream to a drain water, stormwater drain, and then into a creek or stream. So we're trying to catch and capture rainwater and let it soak into the ground where it falls and slow down the stormwater runoff from taking pollutants and contaminants with it, or excess fertilizer or pet waste. So a rain garden is nature helping nature improve our living environment.
With the Walmart Local Choice grant in hand, the IRWP joined forces with the Walmart Information Systems Division on a demonstration rain garden along the Horse Barn Trail.
The rain garden at Horse Barn Trail in Rogers came about from about a year and a half ago, a meeting that I had with some folks from Walmart Information Systems Division that wanted to partner with the Illinois River Watershed Partnership and do something locally that would improve our watershed. And their question was, what would you like to do that you can't do without our help? And I said, I would love to do a rain garden that would be not only a demonstration rain garden, which this will be an educational site for people to come and learn about rain gardens, but it's also going to provide those environmental benefits and be functioning all the while it's teaching us about rain gardens.
The rain garden was designed by Hunter Haynes from ACH Consulting and Ken Booth from Sand Creek Engineering on the land provided by Dr. Cheryl Hull to the City of Rogers, a project partner. Plants were then planted by volunteers from the IRWP, Walmart Information Systems Division, and Tyson Foods Rogers. Dr. Delia Haack says that apart from helping minimize the negative effects of stormwater runoff, environmental benefits of rain gardens are many.
It helps filter out as the stormwater, rainwater carries pollutants across a paved area like a rooftop or a parking lot or a driveway. A lot of the oils and greases that just accumulate over time that then go into our streets and down a storm drain or across a street and down to a creek or stream. A rain garden and the soils in that actually help break those contaminants down.
According to Dr. Haack, a rain garden requires very little maintenance after the plants are established. For the purpose of the rain garden at the Horse Barn Trail, recycled rubble mulch donated by LTR Products is being used to keep the soil in place until the roots are firmly established. For citizens interested in planting their own rain garden, Dr. Haack has some exciting news.
Well, we're excited about doing a Rain Garden Academy on November 9th at Arvest Ballpark, and it'll be from 2 to 5, and we'll be taking a tour of rain gardens in Northwest Arkansas, and we'll also be providing information on how homeowners or businesses or cities or schools could implement a rain garden in on their property that would help filter out stormwater pollution and keep the rain where it falls. Those are the key benefits that can improve the watershed. And if we had more rain gardens functioning, then all the better for our friends downstream.
For more information on the rain garden at the Horse Barn Trail or tips on starting your own rain garden, log on to the Illinois River Watershed Partnership website, www.irwp.org. For Ozarks at Large, this is Ithi Agnihotri.